Welcome or welcome back, Beth Leaps. Oh my gosh, guess what day it is? Woo 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 woo. It's Wednesday. Oh, I'm so happy you guys are here. It's Wednesday and it's January and okay, I'm pointing out the obviouses because I'm like really nervous about this episode. I really just want to tell you guys some truths and for this lesson, be super, super open. I mean, that's my whole thing. But I think 2022 is a year I'm really, like, sharing for real. Like, no sugarcoating, no band-aids over it. Like, I'm really, really sharing. So I guess I'll just go right into it. So, I have never had, I could say, like, a clear balance, like, a real balance in life. Either I'm working super hard at a goal and going super hard and have no, like, real social life or anything good is happening for me other than me working really hard. Or I'm, like, partying, having all this fun, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm not doing anything I said I wanted to do. There was one time, like, in life where that was, like, that balance was really good and both things were going really good. But I haven't been able to fully get that work ethic where it was, like, really good balance, really good social life, like, things are going right. And since then, which was 2020 summer, which is for obvious reasons, things were able to go right and wrong and right and wrong, whatever. But since 2020 summer, I haven't had the same, like, relationship with content creation and real life and work life and, like, things I have to do, things I want to do, and then being able to mix them and make it, like, right. And I don't know if, like, you ever struggle with balance or you know anyone that struggles with, like, balancing their life. But I also struggle with like, kind of severe anxiety, depression and things like that. So it doesn't make those things any better at all because I get into a really deep, hole of not knowing, you know, what's my next day going to look like? What am I going to do? Am I going to actually get up, actually do what I'm supposed to, or am I going to let somebody convince me to go do something else, which didn't take much for them because I didn't want to do what I was supposed to do anyways. And then I just self-loathe the whole time where I'm supposed to be having fun. So then I don't have fun really. So then it's just a waste of time the whole time. So that's basically what my life has been looking like. And it's weird because it seems like, and I know everybody thinks like, Jared, that's such a lie. No. It's like, if you think I'm doing okay, I could definitely be doing better. It's just, you know, we're good at putting a mask on things. I don't know about you, but like, I definitely am good at putting a mask on things. I'm definitely good at going to do my makeup, doing my hair, lashes, whatever I gotta do to look good. And just doing what I have to do. But this year, I told myself, you know, Bad Bleeps, I want to dig deep with you guys. I want to share more. I don't want to just, you know, do the clickbait episodes and the, you know, I want to create a community of people, of real things happening, real mind, real life, real stuff. Like, you know what I was going to say, but I'm trying to be cleaner here. So I want to, you know, be way more transparent. And with that, that means saying the nitty gritty shit that, like, sorry, it's hard. Saying the nitty gritty things that most people won't say or people don't like to talk about. We're not only in a confusing time, but, like, we have so much coming at us all the time. Like, even at work, school, content creating, running a business, entrepreneurship, trying to be an entrepreneur, especially if, like, you're trying to do YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Like, that stuff is so confusing. And then you're trying to be yourself. And that's my thing. Like, I just like being me. I'm loud, funny, weird, weird. Just like, you know, I'm just a different type of person, like all of us are, and trying to, you know, still be the same person, but, you know, try to follow algorithms and things that are kind of cool and, you know, put myself in those things, but also still being myself, has been so hard and so, like, depressing for me. And it's not even, like, super hard where, like, oh my gosh, why are you doing it if it's so depressing? No, like, it's just seeing it and feeling like, oh my gosh, my result is not the same because of this or that. Like, all my insecurities came out this past year to me, I think, which I embraced them. I embraced my insecurities because I was feeling insecure. But then I went back, and so, like, anybody that follows me at jada.brwn on Instagram, that bleeps, you know that I, like, archived all my pictures, and then I undid it because I was like, no, that's going to help someone, which it did, which they definitely do, but then I archive them again because then I get insecure again, and I'm like, or if I start talking to someone and they're, like, going to check my Instagram, I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I can't have that up there, like, no, like, dude. I'm telling you because I'm, like, you know, the bad bleep teacher. That's so, if that is how I am, like, I can't even imagine how you're feeling. I'm someone that literally has gone through all the steps of, like, trying to heal and be a better person and learning from every situation in my life. That you guys mostly know because I've told you so much and still have so much to tell you, but, just, you know, constantly growing. Like, you know, I thought when I first started this podcast, I had grown so much and I had been at this, like, place where, oh, now I can share, you know, I'm able to share because I've grown so much. And I just got reminded of the fact that I'm going to keep growing and I'm going to keep getting knocked down and get back up and get knocked down and get back up and get knocked down and get back up. And it's just about getting back up that I've realized, and not letting yourself sit there and wallow. Because, I mean, my weight, now that I know that I have PCOS and that's, like, part of the problem, but my weight has fluctuated so much. Mental health fluctuated so much because of my weight fluctuating so much. So my body image has, you know, changed for myself, and but still trying to be confident and still trying to be the person that lifts. You see what I'm saying? Like, it is hard being me, a chronic overthinker. Yeah, with a splash of depression, anxiety, and constantly overwhelming myself. If I have something to do, I'm going to choose 10 other things to add to it. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like this. I don't know why I choose this life. But most of the time I'm happy to have it because I am really good at creating content and I love it so much. It brings me so much joy. But the other half, I'm just like, oh my gosh, why me? Like, why me? You know what I mean? So I'm trying to find a balance between work life and social life and social relationships and things like that, because I have, as you guys know, like, if you follow me on any platform, you know by now, friendships I'm running low on. I do have, actually, and I want to, like, kind of point out some good friendships I've definitely been having as of late, which are with Reese, Jemaya. Those are some people that have really just been making a difference. I only named two girls, but those are the ones that are, like, really making a difference in my life right now, and I speak to consistently. So yeah, I really love those girls. I'm really happy for the, like, happy for them and what they have going on, and then happy for our friendships we've really close-knitly developed these past few months. And I'm just so excited for so much I have going on with Reese, and then for Jemiah's, like, journey, and the fact that I know she's gonna listen because she's super supportive, super sweet. Hey girl, hey. I think balance in life also has to do so much with your friendships. Like, you have to have a balance with your friends. And first of all, that's also boundaries. Like, if they can respect your boundaries and respect the fact that you, you know, sometimes need to be left alone for a certain amount of time or really need to go out. Like, if they put aside, you know, their personal feelings and go, you know what, Jada does have to, you know, go out for a certain amount or sometimes because, you know, I don't want her to stay at home for too long. Or, you know, they just think about things like that. And that's personally how I am. Like, I personally care. I really do care. And I really invest myself in my friendships. So, like I'm saying, just shout out to my two really close friends right now that are helping me get through a lot. And that are really just there for me and so supportive and so kind. I really cherish their friendships. But also, I am looking to you guys for a little bit of help with what do you like. I honestly genuinely want some tips, like with balance and just juggling life. Like, what are some tips? I mean, of course I have TikTok and Instagram and everything, but I want real life people, because, you know, sometimes I mean, it's real life people, but everybody puts up a front. I want real life people telling me real life things. How do you juggle your 9-to-5, your entrepreneur thing, your everything? Like, how are you juggling it? How are you doing it? Because I need some help. I need some tips. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm definitely going to tell you guys what I come up with personally. I did get a new calendar. I have my journals, and I've been writing in my gratitude journal every day because that's what all the greats say. I mean, they're taking the time to really dive in and just realize the things you're happy for, things we should be grateful for, you know, that are just right there. Oh my gosh. Little pick me up, I guess I could tell you guys about. I have a YouTube video releasing on Friday, this week, Friday. So you're listening to this on Wednesday. On Friday, the 14th, I'm pretty sure that is, go check out the Romanticizing Your Life guide. And it's literally about just making the simplest things really cool and really happy for yourself. Like, just really bringing joy and happiness to the simple and the simplicity of life. I really love this video. I loved making it as well, because it speaks to the person I really am and truly am. I am so simple, and I love, my favorite things are sunsets, the beach, rum runners on the beach with a good sunset, and wearing bikinis, and those are just my favorite things. Good matcha, aesthetically pleasing places, like, just really simple things in life excite me. So I've been just embracing the real true me. I think society and social media, I hate to talk about social media bad because I actually really love it, and there's such good things that come out of it, and that's what I'm like here to push. But it has the power to change your views, which is a good and a bad thing. Personally, I feel like, and because it affected me, I totally negatively, but that's my own experience, and that's something that happened to myself. So dragging myself out of that and realizing, like, honey, you let a computer tell you what to do. Like, who's running the phone, you or the phone? Come on, get it together. And that's basically what I had to figure out, is that I was letting my phone that I pay for, you know, like, run me. No, honey, it's the other way around. So I've just been finding the balance with really turning my life into a romance novel or movie, because that's where I live. I mean, I seen this TikTok and she was like, who wants to live in reality? Being delusional has gotten me so far. And I've never related to something so hard. I love being a little bit delusional. Please don't take this in a negative way or try to twist it, but I am a little bit delusional. Like, I remember when I was younger, I literally like, I had a crush on this boy. I ended up dating him, like, long later. But anyways, that was the cool part. But anyways, I had a crush on this boy. And I remember trying to, like, I would think of High School Musical scenes. And that I would be, like, basically Gabrielle. And he would be Troy Bolton. And we would, like, come together in these amazing scenes. And I was just, like, I was literally, like, being delusional has only gotten me the best. Like, it really has. I love it. Reality sometimes super sucks. You have to live in reality or the delusion's real overriding you. I don't know what happened. But, you know, having that delusional sense of dreams and everything is so cool because that means you just go after it. You're just like, why not? And that's me. Like, I just go after everything. I literally have 2-3 podcasts right now. And I'm also running all my social medias all by myself and doing all my content all by myself. You know what I mean? I don't know if you can tell, but it's called delusional. 'cause in reality, there's so many people I know that are around me or just in life that just would be like, that's just too much. Or you need to focus on one thing. When I'm like, I can't. I literally can't. I want all of them. I love doing fun or just talking to you guys on TikTok and or doing a little haul or something. I love that. I literally just love it. And then Instagram, where I can show my pretty face or my big body and just, you know, really show you guys who I am or how I express myself. Love it. Or my sunset pictures. Love it. Because I'm obsessed with the beach. I'm obsessed with sunsets. I'm obsessed with peace and serenity. I'm like, just little things. Like, just, I'm telling you, the little things get me. I'm just obsessed with those things. So I love showing you guys that stuff. That's my Instagram feed, basically. And then what else platform do I have? And then the podcast, sharing this, opening up. This is my therapy sometimes. I tell you guys, you don't know how much this podcast affects me in my everyday life. Not me getting emotional. Thank you guys so much. Like, just, you don't understand it. Just, I love it so much. I love you guys so much. I love when I get to help you. I love when you guys laugh at an episode or a guest that has spoken to you, your heart or your mind, and you share it with me. I love that so much. So thank you. But also, it's weird. How do I say it? I have come from this place of just walking through life. I think the past few weeks, this is actually really new, but just, I'm just done walking through life and I'm learning to stomp. Like, if you want to make some noise, you need to stomp. You really need to stomp. And I'm putting on my big girl boots this year. It's 2022. I'm going to be 24 and I'm so excited. It's going to be my golden year. Round two. And I'm ready to stomp through life. The balance that I'm finding is, Jada, just be yourself. No matter what. If you can't get the TikTok in, if you can't get the Instagram reel in, still be happy with yourself because what you do is not who you are. Complete. Lee, you get what I'm saying? Like, you have to really understand what I'm saying to get what I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. What you do is not who you are completely. If you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, you're also still Brianna or Jake or whoever. You're not just what you do. And that's what I have to remember. Even though, like, I'm just my authentic self and I'm like, oh, I'm just being me. It doesn't matter. No, sometimes it really does matter to just watch Netflix without your phone in your hand. Take a shower with no music and just relax. You know what I mean? Not having a zero distraction. That's the balance I've been finding in my life, is just really coming to center Jada. Even, you know, with the stomping, I have to center Jada and still be here with me, still have conversations with me, still check in and fill my own cup. Because it's super important that you guys do that. But I wanted to say, I wanted to wrap up this episode kind of with find the balance. Find your own balance. No one else's. No balance TikTok gave you unless it works for you. No balance Instagram gave you unless it works for you. Find what works for you personally that you like. Everybody can't wake up at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning. They just can't. Shut up. Like, some people just can't. And so, you know, find what is good for you. I'm someone that can. I'm just saying for you guys. Find what's best for you and stick to it and do what you gotta do to make you happy. I love you guys so much, and I cannot wait to talk to you on our next Mental Health Monday. And we have our sister podcast, that's what I'm gonna call it for right now, Where Flowers Bloom, will be posting our first episode on Sunday. So make sure you guys stay tuned to Bad Bleep's Instagram, to Where Flowers Bloom Instagram, because we will be posting it everywhere as much as we can, and my personal jada.brwn on Instagram. Stay tuned, so because we're literally posting it everywhere. We're so excited. It's a Q&A, you know, basically get to know us episode. We're a little nervous because it's just our first time with our energies together, but it's still super cute and super pure, and the information is valid and good. And so I hope you guys just tune in and, you know, keep motivating us to keep going. I'm so excited for what Flowers to Bloom is going to bring and what, you know, Bad Bleep is bringing this year. It's a good year. It's a good start. So Bad Bleeps, make sure you tune in Sunday and Monday as well. Actually, you guys are going to have so much content this year. Monday as well for our next Mental Health Monday episode. We have a few guests actually coming up. We have a lot happening. So stay tuned by subscribing and following or even downloading the episodes. And if you can, make sure you comment on Apple Podcasts. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend and ask them to follow as well. It's really encouraging when you do that. And I love it so much. It helps us grow and helps Apple know that you guys actually like listening to me. So with all that being said, have a good rest of your week and listen on Sunday. Bye.